26th of July, 2023. A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord sends quails and manna from heaven. From Elim they set out, and the whole community of the sons of Israel reached the wilderness of Sin. Between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had left Egypt. And the whole community of the sons of Israel began to complain against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, and said to them, "Why did we not die at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we were able to sit down to pans of meat and could eat bread to our heart's content? As it is, you have brought us to this wilderness to starve this whole company to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now I will rain down bread for you from the heavens. Each day the people are to go out and gather the day's portion. I propose to test them in this way, to see whether they will follow my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they have brought in, this will be twice as much as the daily gathering." Moses said to Aaron, "To the whole community of the sons of Israel say this, present yourself before the Lord, for he has heard your complaints." As Aaron was speaking to the whole community of the sons of Israel, they turned towards the wilderness, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the form of a cloud. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaints of the sons of Israel. Say this to them, between the two evenings you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have bread to your heart's content. Then you will learn that I, the Lord, am your God." And so it came about. Quails flew up in the evening, and they covered the camp. In the morning there was a coating of dew all round the camp. When the coating of dew lifted, there on the surface of the desert was a thing, delicate, powdery, as fine as hoarfrost on the ground. When they saw this, the sons of Israel said to one another, "What is that?" Not knowing what it was. "That," said Moses to them, "is the bread the Lord gives you to eat." The word of the Lord. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. Their name lives on for all generations. Let us praise illustrious men, our ancestors in their successive generations. Here is a list of generous men whose good works have not been forgotten. In their descendants there remains a rich inheritance born of them. Their descendants stand by the covenants, and thanks to them, so do their children's children. Their offspring will last forever. Their glory will not fade. Their bodies have been buried in peace, and their name lives on for all generations. The peoples will proclaim their wisdom. The assembly will celebrate their praises. The word of the Lord.